All right, so I'm getting ready to take a ride to down the highway, go get me some food at the restaurant I like to go to. I like their tea, you know. I put in sweet and unsweet. But what I'm going to talk about is, you know, my calling is not like everybody else's calling. Everybody's got a different calling in life. It's not that one person's more special than anybody else, but my calling in life, it's almost like a precursor, because the tribulation, the rapture is getting ready to happen in the tribulation. So the Bible makes it clear that Jesus, the whole earth will be filled with the glory of God, right? And so I'm just a small voice in the wilderness, the internet wilderness. So I'm out here speaking and showing how everything reveals Jesus, everything points to Jesus. Everything reveals Jesus. This stop sign, this intersection, this turn signal in this car, all the shapes, symbols, colors, everything points to Jesus. I didn't know that this was my calling for a long time. Even when I was a kid, I always wondered. I thought, okay, so if you have a calling that's outside the norm that people can't really understand yet, you're like 50 years in advance or whatever. And it's not even about years, because, like I say, Jesus could return right now and take everybody who's saved home, you know. But it's more of you're 50 years in advance of the revelation. I've got this car beside me, and it says, ha, 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 ha. It's got the Joker all over the car. Looks like stickers with ha, 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 and a picture and a sticker with a Joker on there, you know. So when I say 50 years in advance, I'm talking about 50 years of revelation, maybe 100 years. Everything points to Jesus. Telephone poles, the buildings, a building points to the body of Christ. It also points to the fractal holographic truth of the scripture. God's love is everywhere. You know, God's love is beyond what we can really imagine, you know. It's just way out there. Imagine going to the cross of people who hated you, but you died for them. The ones who put you on the cross, you died for. Now, if anybody's ever been betrayed, I've experienced this pretty much my whole life, but I think it's because of my calling. Because I saw through this game, even when I was young. When I was 4 years old, they said I had a cousin try to choke me to death. He was like 4 years older. I don't even remember. Maybe that's why I forgot my childhood. I had so much trauma around me. I saw family members fighting in the front yard as a kid, you know. I still have that image in my mind where I was looking out the window and I saw my mom fight my dad's girlfriend in the front yard. To a kid, that's traumatic, you know. Now I laugh about it, but you know. My sister, she tried to stab me with a knife. I kicked the knife out of her hand when I was young. So there's a lot of stuff. I was raised, I mean, I had people, and you know, you're trying to go to sleep, go to school. And you got aunts and uncles and people in the house having a partying late at night, giving the dog marijuana and thinking that was funny, you know. And we're just trying to survive, you know. My saving grace was my grandmother, because I'd go down there every day after school and I saw peace, you know. I saw the chaos in the home, but when I went to visit my grandmother, it was just total peace, you know. So if anybody out there is a grandparent and you're that child might be seeing chaos at home, but when they come around you, they see peace, you know. And so there's a reason you're here. If it's a grandmother or a grandfather, they like your stability, because there's something that's grounding people. You know, this place is so chaotic. There's no grounding. With the economy, the news, there's really nothing to ground. And if somebody sees that you're stable, you're like a ground for them. I've been saying the same stuff. I listened to one of my videos I posted on the post page 4 years ago, and I'm saying the same thing. Everything's happening now. Everything reveals Jesus. It's all happening now. I've been saying the same thing and steady, because once I saw the code, it was over. And so when you see the code, you become more stable, right? Now, other people around you try to destabilize you. Like I say, I saw it when I was a kid. First girlfriend, she was caught her cheating. Her goal in life was money. And I think that's probably what she married, you know. First wife, same thing. I had a good job, but see, they don't know you. They marry you because of your looks or your job or your college degree, but they don't really know you. That I'm not here for money. I'm here to get I was here from the day I can remember. I wanted the truth. Even after they tried to kill me when I was four. Sister tried to stab me. I mean, they tried to stress you out, try to take you off your calling. You didn't know your calling. Before I went to college, I had some high school friends. Let's go over here and smoke some marijuana. And then when I was in college, let's go down here to the bar and get drunk. Let's go to the topless bar. Trying to kill you. Trying to destroy you. Then when I got saved, everything changed. But it didn't. It was still the same, though. I thought, you know, I'll marry me a church-going woman, and that was the worst mistake of my life. I should have married one of them from the topless bar. If she got saved, she'd be better. What? If they're raising a church and I've never been a sinner. Well, Jesus didn't come to call the righteous, but the sinners. If you never been a sinner, how you get? You're not saved. You gotta see your sin before you get saved. So just like Moses in the Bible, his wife abandoned him. You're a bloody man, because he did God's will. I'm sure the Apostle Paul, he probably was saved. He was probably married before he got saved, because he was in the elite class, you know, persecuting the church. She probably left. Hosea's wife, Gomer, she abandoned ship. Who else? Lot's wife, she looked back. Who else? I said Moses. Yeah. There's a lot of situations, you know, where you do God's will, and the wife and the family and the friends and the nation, everybody abandons you because you believe in, you know, God's will. And so you've been betrayed by everybody your whole life, but you know what it did? It pushes you to figure out what's going on. Why? Oh, there's a Jezebel spirit. Oh, there's narcissism. Oh, it's the flesh versus spirit. Oh, it's a program. Oh, it's the childhood. Oh, it's the culture program and the bloodline program. Everybody's under a program of the flesh mind. And so those who are in the spirit mind or have a calling in the spirit, they always get persecuted, right? So the two witnesses in the tribulation, they're trying to get people saved so they don't get the mark of the beast. And they try to kill them. They can't kill them, but they try. Eventually they kill them after 3.5 years. The two witnesses, the 144,000. So they're being persecuted. If you're saved, you're going to be persecuted. If you're born again, you're going to be persecuted. If you're separate, you separate yourself, you will be persecuted by your own kind, your own family, your own neighbors, your own wife, your own girlfriend, your own children. Your own bloodline will persecute you because they don't understand you. Especially if your calling is a higher calling, the spirit realm, the 5D, and you're not even focused on the 3D. To you, the 3D is easy button. You just go to work, go home. Eat some beans and rice and work two jobs to get out of debt if you have to. It's easy. Get up, go to work. Yes, sir. Aye, sir. Aye, sir. Aye, sir. Clean that toilet. Yes, sir. Sweep that floor. Yes, sir.
You're not doing it right. Yes, sir. Get it right next time. Yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir.
They'll eventually leave you alone because they know that you're going to do the job.
You're paying me to submit, so I'm actually learning how to take up my cross on the job. Hello? So they tried to kill me recently. Let's see. 13 years ago, I had somebody hire, I'm pretty sure she hired a hit. She hired these people to try to take me out because she couldn't steal my property. And so these four guys walked up the driveway. I was sitting in my truck and they said, "Is this blah, blah, blah?" I said, "Nah." And I had my window cracked. They said, "Oh, sorry, we came to the wrong place. Don't call the police. Don't call the police." And they had they had guns in their bags. Somebody tried to hire a hitman. People try to steal your property, take your organs, try to steal your organs and put you in a tub full of ice. Not even joking. I really believe there's a lot of stuff. They think you're naive, but if you were raised around a bunch of... If your dad did heroin and people around you was doing drugs and people were stealing and doing evil stuff and drunks and drug heads and thieves and murderers raised around all that, you escaped that. You think these little Jezebels are slick? I've already seen the best Jezebels on the planet. I was raised around them. I've seen the greatest Jezebels on the planet, if you want to call it great. I've seen the worst kind of Jezebels, let me say that. And so these little 90-pound Jezebel wannabes compared to what I was raised around, they ain't got nothing on those that I was raised around. And so I can see them by their words, by their body language, by their micro expressions, by their goals. You know, the Bible says they try to get you to do the will of the flesh, the will of man, and the will of the Gentiles. The will of the flesh, the will of man, the will of the Gentiles. And then when you say, "I'm going to do the will of God, hell or high water, life or death, I'm going to do God's will," they got to come after you. The Freemasons come after me. The Jesuits, gang stalkers. I mean, look, praise God. So the betrayal, you can take that betrayal and turn it into a good thing, really. If somebody, so you were in love, right? You were in love, head over heels. The reason you were so in love, because you didn't see their bad side. Now, if you can still love them in their bad side, you got something. But the reason you fell in love is you didn't see the bad side. But if you still love the person, even when you see their bad side, because you know they're seated in the heavenlies, you know they're saved, but you know in the flesh they're still evil. If you can still love them and see their good side, or they can still love you and see your bad side, then you got something. That's probably your soulmate right there, if that's even a thing. But soulmate, twin flame, whatever the words you want to use, I don't really care. But usually when you get married, you're supposed to stay married. And you weren't taught to endure this, and you weren't taught that the grass is not greener on the other side. And you weren't taught that, but if they abandon ship, you know, it's on them. They wanted you to be some picture perfect person, and you wanted them to be some picture perfect person. You didn't get to know them, and it ended. But the betrayal can be turned into something really good if you realize Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. So the betrayal, you can alchemize it and flip the script and pray for that person that they get saved, because a betrayer, a liar, a cheater, a Jezebel, a schemer, a master manipulator, they usually don't get saved. I can tell you, they go their whole life, 60, 50, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. Most of them don't ever get saved unless it's on their deathbed. They just can't change. Only God can change. But my whole point is, all those betrayals from childhood till now, it was teaching me that I'm here is like a precursor to the two witnesses. And I really, stuff I've been through, I really have compassion on those two witnesses and 144,000. I just don't know how they're going to do it, but God will give them the power. But everything that I've been through, it made me stronger and made me see through this place, because it was just the same repeat patterns, and the faster they cycled through, the faster I got away from them and the more I learned. So I was actually a spy down here. And so I'm seated in the heavenlies in Christ, so are you if you're saved. And so you're just a spy, and you're just a stranger and a pilgrim. So this is not your home. They're trying to make a kingdom down here. You're not. Your kingdom's above. And so I realize now, after learning the code and revealing that everything points to Jesus, that's why I was persecuted, for that gift of being separation and giving out the gift that even the trees, tree, true, faithful, faith. When you look at a tree, it points to faith. Faith in what? Faith in Jesus. Upright, steady, stable. Stable is Abel, right? Cain versus Abel, right? Abel is stable, Cain can't. And so Cain can never rise up to the pattern of Abel until he goes through the cross, which is the color yellow. Green. Cain is green, Abel is red. The color yellow or pastel color is the cross. And so Cain has to go through the cross to get to the Abel, but he chooses to be a brute beast, or she, and they usually don't get saved.